Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 23, Mishnah 1. Mishnah here starts a new topic, things that are prohibited with dibur, with speech on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Shoa lada mechavero, a person could borrow from his friend kadei yayin, barrels of wine, kadei shemen, pitchers of oil, or bevad shelo yomar lo halveni. However, he's not allowed to tell the fellow the words halveni, lend them to me. He has to say the words hashi'ileni, which means, can I borrow them from you? And the Gemara explains the reason, because if you tell him, can you lend them to me, that sounds like more of a long-term type of thing, and we're scared that the lender may come to write it down so he doesn't forget that he lent the fellow this thing. However, when a person says hashi'ileni, can I borrow it, borrowing is just sounds like it's just for a small, short amount of time, and therefore the lender won't say, oh, I'm going to forget about it. He'll probably remember exactly what he's supposed to. The Gemara says that a loan, without specifying the term, is 30 days. However, when one lends something, when one borrows something to somebody, he's used the word she'elar, borrowing, then the guy can come back at any time and demand it from him, so therefore it's a much shorter term loan. Says the Mishnah, a woman could borrow from her friend loaves or rolls on Shabbos. Again, she can do it if she uses the word she'ela, if she says to borrow, but not the word hava in terms of a loan. Vimeno mamino, let's say a person borrows something from his friend on Shabbos, and his friend doesn't want to give to him because he says, I don't trust it, you're going to end up giving it back to me. Maniach taliso etzlo, so then the borrower may leave his jacket or his talis by him as a collateral. However, the halacha is that he's not allowed to tell him, this is a mashkon, this is a collateral. He could just put it down and the fellow will realize what he's saying. Vosimo cheshbon lachas Shabbos, and then after Shabbos, they can go and they can settle exactly how much he owes him, you know, money-wise. Or, you know, how much he's going to pay him back. Similarly, when Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, comes out on Shabbos, and a person forgot to buy a sheep for the Karban Pesach before Shabbos, Maniach Taliso Etzlo, he can leave his jacket, his garment, by the seller of animals, Venotel Es Pischo, and he can take a lamb for the Karban Pesach, because the law is that it has to be brought on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbos, we bring the Karban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the law is that he's permitted to buy from him. And then after Yontif, he goes to the fellow and he settles his score. He can't do it on Yontif because Yontif has the same prohibition as Shabbos itself. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Mona Adam, a person may count as Archav, the amount of guests that he invited for a Yontif for Shabbos meal. Ves Paparosov, he may also count the amount of food that he has, this menu. Mipiv, that can all be done orally. Avalomanaksav, he's not allowed to read a list, a menu that he prepared before Shabbos on Shabbos itself or on Yontif. And the Gemara says, because we're scared that maybe he'll adjust something, he'll cross out one of the foods and say, you know what, I don't plan on doing this, or I want to do it in a different time. Or maybe one of the guests will say they're not coming and he'll cross something out. This, by the way, is a halacha l'maisa. This is a practical halacha that a woman or whoever cooks in the house is not permitted to look at her menu that she wrote before Yontif. Because of this issur, she would, however, be permitted to have somebody else in her family to do it on her behalf, and that's not an issue. Umeifis, a person may make, they may have some type of lottery or draw lots in bana v'mnei beisa wal hashulchan, with his children or the people that were living with him at the table. That means that maybe they bring multiple portions to the table, and who gets first, or who gets this particular portion or that particular portion, you are allowed to do some type of goral, some type of lottery, and we're not concerning to come to write anything down. You should try to have the portions similar in size. One shouldn't be large, and one should be small. Mishum kuvia, because if you do that and you do end up doing some kind of lottery, it seems more like, you know, a sale or an auction, and that would be a problem on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, umatilin chalashin, one may have gorolos, one may have lots ala kachim biyantif for karbanos that were slaughtered on Yontif, in order to decide which kohanim, which of the priests receive which portion. Avalo al hamanos, but one cannot do it on chulin, which means to say one should not have some type of lottery on with chulin, with non karbanos on Yontif or on Shabbos. Wishing you a beautiful Arab Shabbos and an amazing Shabbos. Bye.